get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 747, we're going to talk about what tools to use for your blog content calendar. Yesterday, Tim and I gave a really in-depth dive about how to plan out your blog posts for your website. And not only that, why it's important, why every business should be doing it. Today, we're going to cover the tools we use to make the magic happen. And the first tool we talked about a little bit yesterday for keyword research, we use Ahrefs, which is a play on HTML, which is Ahrefs.com, Ahrefs. And it's a premium tool. It's pretty pricey. You don't have to use that. You can do Google Keyword Planner is a free tool that you can use. It doesn't go into as much depth. I find that Ahrefs just kind of allows you to dive deep. It also allows you to spy on your competitors to see what they're ranking for, what blog posts they've written, how they've positioned themselves. So you can look at, like, take the keyword research that you find for your topic and then go find out who's ranking for those topics and see exactly kind of how they baked the cake, so to speak. And then you can either, you know, mimic it, do something similar. I'll give you a little tip, you know, that's not a bad tip. It's not 100% going to get you, golden every time. But if there's a 5,000 word blog post, for example, written on child themes, you know, what is a child theme, how to use child themes, etc. You know, our rule of thumb has been to surpass it. Google and search engines tend to like lots of content. So we may write a 6,000 word blog post. It doesn't mean that you can write 6,000 words full of bullshit, because they can tell when it's good content and bad content. So it needs to be valuable content. It needs to be relevant to the topic that you're writing about. But if you can, you know, surpass that, then it's just kind of worked out pretty good for us and stuff. So, Tim, what's next?
Yeah, absolutely. So the next thing on our list of tools for planning out your content using the content calendar and stuff is Google Docs. Now, this is really mainly you can use it no matter what, but the power is when you have multiple writers or a team of writers and you need to have some collaboration aspect. Well, Google Docs and all the tools that are part of the Google Suite are hands down the best for collaboration, because not only can you easily see when someone else is working on it and see what they're writing, but it also does a really good job of showing the history. And so you can break down and see what happened. You can add notes to comment on someone else's work. So lots of tools are built in, and it's free to be able to collaboratively write blog posts. If you have a writer that works for you or a team of writers or whatever, Google Docs is perfect for that.
Absolutely. Next on the list is Asana. Asana is a project management tool, and what we use it for is our blog and media content. And I'll give you an example. So, you know, Asana allows you to view your content in many different formats, whether it's by list, board, or timeline. Calendar view, we typically on our blog content list it as a board view. So if you're familiar with Trello, you can use Trello as well. Trello is another platform. We typically use Asana. Well, not typically, we do use Asana. And I'll give you an idea. So we have four columns in our blog and media content section of Asana. The first column is our template. It lets us know all of our priorities. It lets our writers know, you know, the styling of the post, you know, the affiliate links that need to be added, post-focus keyword templates. We have snippet-focus keyword templates, and it's just kind of your whole process, and yours may be different. The tone, the writing guidelines, that's going to be in this first column. And then our next column, we've got new post ideas. So we'll have all of the ideas that we'll, you know, approved to write blog posts on, and we'll put as much content in those new post ideas as possible. And then once, you know, the post is getting written, it's in progress, and then, you know, for review, and then approved and finalized, and then it goes to, you know, publishing it to your website and stuff. So we just kind of walk through, and each one of those topics, inside of each one of those topics, you've got the due date, who's going to write it, who is it signed to, the description, all of the graphic assets. You know, we'll, Asana just does it all. So it's a complete project management tool, and it's what we use to manage our blog content.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, what David described is great for the process of each individual post, but a tool that's really good for seeing the high level of what topic is going to be when is nothing more than a spreadsheet, Google Sheets, Excel spreadsheet, whatever. Basically having a way of just having a simple calendar of here's the post, here's the date. You can add in things like, you know, here's the keywords that it's targeting. Here's, you know, the target number of words for this article, you know, here's the competitors that we're competing with, you know, you can add stuff like that. But basically, it's a high level of what's happening when. And then once it starts into the actual writing process and process all of that, that's when you bring it into Asana, you know, and do it a month at a time or whatever, and have the, you know, different people and stuff. But the spreadsheet is great for seeing everything all at once. And so it's not really a, do you use the spreadsheet or do you use Asana? Really, you should be using both. You should be able to have both views of kind of big picture and then individual, what's happening with this post, who's working on what part of it, and when's this getting done type of thing.
Absolutely. All right. So that gives you an idea of tools that we use to, you know, manage our blog content, editorial calendar, and stuff. We hope this has been helpful. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to embed Google Maps into your contact forms. If you're a local business, you've got a brick and mortar, and you want people to find you, we're going to give you an easy way to do that. Come listen tomorrow. Until then, until tomorrow, we'll see you then, Tim.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.